Shalom to all. Today's Daf is Yerushalayim Ma'aser Sheni Daf Nun Beis, and we are starting Nun Aleph Amud Beis near the bottom with Halacha Gimel and a Vilna Surah Daf. It's right at the beginning of Lamed Amud Beis, and today's Daf is sponsored by Leilu Nishmas Maris Miriam Sar Basav Yaakov Maisha Her Neshama Should Have an Aliyah. And the Mishnah begins Ketzad Poydin Neter Avai. How is one Poydin Neter Avai? Now there's a key difference between Pidyon Neter Avai and Ma'aser Sheni. As we said before, Ma'aser Sheni could be nifta just by one person's evaluation, but Neter Avai has to be done by three people. As we see right now, the Mishnah says Minyechas Asal Al Pi Shloisha. He puts down the basket in front of three people. Va'aymar, and he asks as follows, Kama Adam Roitza Lifta Yisloi Basela? How many of these baskets would a person be willing to be paid for a sella? Al Manas L'Hoitzi Yitzias Mi Beisoi, with understanding that he's going to have to pay for all the expenses from his house, and then whatever number they tell him, Umeneachas HaMais, he puts down that money, Va'aymar, and he says, Kol Nukot Mizet, whatever is gathered from this field that's Ravai, Mechol HaMais HaElu, is Mechol on this money, Mekach L'Kach Salam Basela, however many baskets go for a sella. So let's just pause and explain this. The reason why three people need to evaluate how much this produce is worth is because the processing expenses are deducted. So we need a professional valuation. And this is what the Mishnah just told us. The owner puts down a basket of produce, which is just a representation of the revived produce, which is still on the trees. Then he asks these three appraisers, how many of these baskets would someone pay a seller for if the fruit was still on the tree and the buyer has to pay all the expenses of taking care of the fruit and harvesting it out of pocket? And whatever number of baskets they tell him a seller can buy, that's how many he has to pay for pidyon. So let's say they said that a seller is going to get you four baskets and his field is going to yield 40 baskets, so he would need to pay 10 sloyim for the base pidyon. The Mishnah continues, on base on the top, ubeshviyas padei v'shavyav. If it's shmita and it's being padei as revai, he just does it for its regular value and there's no deduction of expenses because since everything's hefker, there are no expenses incurred. You go yourself to pick everything and obviously you're not allowed to work the land. And if I call mufker, if everything was hefker, meaning it was just a regular year, but the baal bayis decided to be mafker everything, so eliel is chalakita, the only thing that he could deduct is chalakita because since everything's hefker, no one needs to be hired to work the field, but someone would still be hired to pick the produce, and that's something that would be deducted from the cost. Another din, hapaydei neter avai shaloi, if a person is paid his own neter avai, maisav al chamishisai, he has to add on a fifth of its value, bein shu shaloi, bein shenito le matana, whether it's his, meaning he grew it in his field, or if it was given to him as a gift, either which way he has to add on a fifth. And now we move on to discuss beer. And we mentioned this in this mesechta and previous mesechtas as well, that every 3 years there's something called beer maestras, a person has to get rid of all the maestras that they have in their house. They might have separated these maestras, but they didn't actually give them to the relevant people. And so that's what we're going to be focusing on now. The Mishnah tells us, Erev Yontov Rishon Shal Pesach Shal Revias Vishal Shvias Haya Beer. Erev, the first day of Pesach, of the fourth year of the Shemitah cycle, and the seventh year of the Shemitah cycle, a person officially has to do beer. Ketzad Haya Beer, what does a person do when they're mevayer all their maestras? Well, nice and Truma, Trumas Maeser, Lebaalea. Truma and Trumas Maeser is given to its owners, meaning is given to a Kayin. Umaeser Rishon Lebaalav. Maeser Rishon is given to its owners, meaning it has to be handed off to a Levi. Umaeser Ani Lebaalav. Maeser Ani is given to its owners, meaning it has to be given to an Ani. And Maeser Sheni Vabikurim is Bar Mechal Makayim. Maeser Sheni and Bikurim have to be destroyed wherever they are. If a person is in Yerushalayim or able to get to Yerushalayim right away, he would eat them there. But if not, he has to destroy them wherever he is. Now, Reb Shimon says, Habikurim, nice and lokayim ketruma. Bikurim is actually given to Kaihanim just like Truma because a pasuk calls Bikurim Truma. Now, what about the following? Hatavshil, if a person has a dish made out of Maeser Sheni and now it's his man beer, so Beishame says, Tsar Chlavayr, he has to be Mavarit. Whereas Beisil says, Hareu Kimavur, it's already like it's Mavur because the dish is going to go bad in a couple days, especially without refrigeration. Remember, they didn't have refrigerators back in the day, so it's going to go bad probably in a day or two, and that's already considered like beer, so he doesn't have to actively be mevayer it. And the Mishnah concludes with one last din, Mishal Yilai Peres Mizman Hazeh, someone who has Peres of Maeser Sheni nowadays, and he's not able to eat them, obviously, Nombezon Bezon Top, Vigish Nasa Beer, and now it's the year of beer, it's the fourth or seventh year, what does he do with it? Beishame says, Tzorchel Chalon Al Kesef, he has to be Mechal the Kedusha onto money, and it needs beer, and we're going to discuss this more extensively in the Gemara, because we're going to see both the fruit and the money needs beer, but nonetheless, Beis Shammai says to transfer the Kedusha of the fruit onto money, whereas Beis Hillel and Beis Hillel says, Echad Shein Kesef, Echad Shein Peiros, it doesn't make a difference if we have money that has Kedusha's Maeser Sheni, or if we have Peiros that have Kedusha's Maeser Sheni, either which way you can't do anything with them, so he just has to be Mevayer whatever he has. Nothing more just clarifies a Lashon that we use in the Mishnah. When we discussed being Paid the Neter Avai, we had used the Lashon of Liftais Loi Besela. Then he asked these three appraisers, how many baskets of this produce would a person be Paid for if he had a Sela? But really, the proper Lashon to use is Likach Loi Besela. How much would they purchase for a Sela? They're not being Paid anything. We're just asking, how much would a person pay for these baskets if he was going to buy them? And again, that's really what the Mishnah is saying, not to be paid to them, but to buy them. And furthermore, the Mishnah had said, Ein Lei Elo Schar Lakita, that the only thing that could be deducted is the Schar Lakita, and we just have a clarification of this as well, Ein Lei Elo Schar Akitza. The word Akitza should be used, because even though Lakita means to harvest, in Hebrew, this is a word that's used only for grain. It's not used for picking fruit off of trees. Akitza is used for picking fruit off of trees, and that's the word that should have been used in the Mishnah. And now a cooler, we regarding pidyon of neter avai, Rav Hashaya mapek tlosa is tenansin umafar kal pumain. Rav Hashaya would take three finicky people, they would be his appraisers, and he would be paid to his neter avai based off what they said. Why was he dafka taking finicky people? Well, because remember, the appraisers have to evaluate how much a person would be willing to pay for this produce if he himself has to finish the processing. And finicky people are going to evaluate it at a much lower value, because since they're very finicky, that means they don't like doing a lot of work, and they would therefore pay way less money for this produce if they're the ones that have to process it, and this turns out to be a kula in pidyon neter avai. And now going on to describe beer, we had said in the Mishnah, Erev Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach, v'chulu. Now the Gemara quotes the pasuk that has to do with beer. It says in the Torah, Miktzei shal ashanim, taitzias kol masar tevuascha v'ashana ahi v'inachat v'sharecha. At the end of 3 years, you should take out all the maaser of your tevua in that year, and you should place it in your gates. And now we explain, yachol, you might think, pamachas b'shavuat chayv l'haitzias ha-maaser, so l'haitzias maaser ani, that only once per every 7 year cycle, if they take out all your maaser and take out your maaser ani as well. Tamalomer, that's why the pasuk tells us, Miktzei shal ashanim, at the end of 3 years, which teaches us, achas l'shal ashanim, once every 3 years, v'achas l'shava, not once every 7 years. Ela b'revias u'b'shvias, shnei pam b'shavua, that's a proper girsa, in the 4th year, in the 7th year, that's twice every 7 years. The Raza continues, Aikarani Rosh Hashanah. Maybe I read this pasuk as talking about Rosh Hashanah, namely, Yachal Kivim Rosh Hashanah at Chayav Levar Samaisris Ulhaiti Maisirani. I might think that right at the beginning of Rosh Hashanah of the year, I have a Chiv to Mavar all the Maisris and to be Maiti Maisirani. Tamalim, that's why the pasuk says, Miktzei Shalosh, at the end of 3, Ain Miktzei El Basaif. Miktzei means at the end, meaning Basaif Shana at Mavar, Vain at Mavar, Barosh Hashanah. You're only Mavar at the end of the year and not at the beginning of the year. So the Raza continues, I Basaif Shana, if we're going to go with the end of the year, Yachal Kivim Barosh Shel Revias at Chayav Levar Samaisris Ulhaiti Maisirani. I might think that at the beginning of the 4th year that I have to be mevayer all the maasers from the previous years. Talmud Lomer, why the pasuk says, Ki sechal la'asur is kol maaser tevuascha. When you finish taking off all the maasers of your grain. What does that teach us? Ki sechal la'asur is kol ha'peiros. It's only once you finish taking maasers off all the peiros. And there's many peiros of the 3rd year that aren't gathered in and don't have their maasers separated yet until after Sukkos. And therefore, it's going to be beyond the time that we're thinking right now. And we continue, Ki sechal la'asur is kol ha'peiros yachal fil b'chanukah. So you might think, when's the end of taking off maasers? That's even Chanukah time. Nun gimel and alf on the top. That's why we learn Namar Khan Miktzei. It says over here Miktzei. V'namar la'alon Mikitz Shavashanu b'moed shnas hashmita b'chag haSukkos. In regards to Hakel, it says at the end of 7 years b'moed shnas hashmita during Sukkos. And what do we learn? Ma Mikitz Namar la'alon. Just like the Mikitz it said over there by Hakel, b'moed refers to Mayed, as we said Sukkos. Avkan b'moed. So to over here it refers to a Mayed. And I ma Mikitz Namar la'alon b'chag haSukkos. You might think that just like the Mikitz over there is referring to Sukkos, Avkan b'chag haSukkos. So to over here, when we're discussing beer, it's referring to Sukkos. Tamalim, that's why it says in the pasuk, "Kischal la'asur kol maaser tevuascha." When you complete taking off all the maaser of your produce, and emasaihu, when is it that a person completes taking off all the maaser of their produce, and it's also called mayed? Machal la'asur kol peiros bePesach shel Revias. A person finishes taking off all the maaser from all their produce, and it's considered mayed. That's Pesach of the 4th year. And one last limud from the Braisa before we pause for the day. It says in the pasuk, "Bashana ahi," in that year. What do we learn from here? Adzaka glavaroi ve'ain adzaka. You only have to do beer in that year, and you don't do beer in other years. And lastly, what do we learn from Bashanahi, Adzakuk Levar, and Ein Adzakuk Levar Yarek Shiyatim Rosh Hashanah Ada Pesach? You're not mechayev to do beer to vegetables that started growing from Rosh Hashanah until Pesach. It's only discussing produce from previous years, even if it was harvested in this year. Since it started growing in previous years, then it's chayev in beer. But if it started growing this year, Rosh Hashanah, and it was picked or harvested before Pesach, it is not included in beer of this year. It's included in the next beer of 3 years later. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to discuss beer. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.